Hey, let's do one on a patient by the name of Jane, J-A-N-E, Landsbaum, L-A-N-D-S-B-A-U-M. Landsbaum, L-A-N-D-S-B-A-U-M. This is a Eighty-year-old woman currently on hospice with a history of right upper lobe non-small cell lung cancer, adenocarcinoma type period. She was recently hospitalized on or about June 14th of this year with pneumonia. A patient found to have a right upper lobe pneumonia. The pneumonia has left her weak, with nausea, vomiting, chronic pain, severe weight loss. PET scan also showed a 2-centimeter right thyroid nodule and a plaque-like nodularity along the right major fissure at 7 millimeter, and a right upper lobe soft tissue mass extending from the right hilum to the adjacent lung parenchyma with a central canal stenosis. Because of disc protrusion, which causes severe pain and discomfort, period. New paragraph, given the findings, severe protein calorie malnutrition, weight loss, patient also suffers from anemia, dyspnea, iron deficiency anemia, requires pain medication around the clock. Her H&H was low last time it was checked, with the albumin of 3.2, period. New paragraph, patient has now decided against any type of chemo radiation therapy and has asked to be placed on hospice. Patient wants to die at home with oxygen on board, pain medication with her loved ones, and to be kept as comfortable as possible. Patient meets the criteria for hospice care at home. She currently has a KPS score of 40%. Overall prognosis remains quite poor and expected to do poorly and die in the next 6 weeks, period. Let me see if there's anything else I can put in there. KPS score of 50%, actually, and patient is, by the way, patient is divorced, lives alone. And has a son that lives close by that takes care of her, John, by the name of John Landsbaum, L-A-N-D-S-B-A-U-M, period. Thank you.